Satan, known as America. One Muslim imam, in fact, made such an assertion shortly after the terrorist attacks. Pseudo-tolerance requires rejecting the belief that any moral or spiritual truths apply to all people, regardless of their situation. Instead of saying abortion is wrong, you can only say abortion is wrong for me. Instead of judging homosexuality as a perversion, you can only say homosexuality is not my choice. Instead of claiming that faith in Jesus Christ is the only way for anyone to experience heaven, you can only say Jesus Christ is the way to heaven for Christians. The late Christian philosopher Dr. Francis Schaeffer accurately summarized the result of rejecting absolute truth. If there is no absolute moral standard, then one cannot say in a final sense that anything is right or wrong. By absolute, we mean that which always applies, that which provides a final or ultimate standard. There must be an absolute if there are to be morals, and there must be an absolute if there are to be real values. If there is no absolute beyond man's ideas, then there is no final appeal to judge between individuals and groups whose moral judgments conflict. We are merely left with conflicting opinions. Ironically, the adherents of the new tolerance who vehemently reject the notion of absolute moral and spiritual truth must become what they say they despise, which leads to a second characteristic of the new tolerance. Pseudo-tolerance is intolerant of other points of view. While he was editor of Proceedings of the Biological Society of Washington, Dr. Richard Sternberg received a submission for an article from Dr. Stephen Meyer of the Discovery Institute, an organization dedicated to the promotion of the intelligent design theory of the origins of the universe. Dr. Meyer's submission was titled, "The Origin of the Biological Information in the Higher Taxonomic Categories." Sounds like a real page-turner. Sternberg and some of his peers decided to publish the article, which questioned Darwin's theories and made a case for an intelligent designer. Dr. Sternberg was immediately attacked by his peers for allowing the publication of the article. Members of the scientific community began a smear campaign against him, attempting to discredit him as a scientist simply because he published a paper from someone who did not toe the scientific party line about evolution. This incident is far from an isolated occurrence. In June 2006, the National Science Academies of 67 countries warned parents and teachers about any attempts to undermine the teaching of evolution or allowing students to be taught that the